Proclamation number 7548 of 14th of March, 1960. God's endless, immeasurable love. You will eternally not need to do without my love, for my fundamental nature is love, thus I cannot help but show love to you, my living creations, whether you are worthy of it or not. Even your apostasy from me could not reduce this love, because this is not possible or my nature would change, which is eternally supremely perfect, thus it also has to emanate unlimited love. If it were possible for you to grasp this infinite love of mine, you would also reciprocate my love, because you would open yourselves to my illumination of love and be unable to do otherwise than push towards me in love. But because you are still imperfect, you cannot imagine my all-encompassing love. You measure with human yardsticks and also set limits to my love, and therefore you are also unaware of my attitude of love, which is always and constantly valid for you, especially during your time on earth when you are supposed to prove yourselves. The fact that I myself am love is still incomprehensible to you humans as long as you have not changed yourselves into love. Therefore you will only be able to understand everything when your nature has become love, but then you will already have come so close to me that you will also feel my great love for you. And then you can also be called blessed, even if you still live on earth. But first I want to impart this knowledge of my love to you. You should have faith in me. You should not see the distant God in me but your Father who lovingly looks after his children and does not want them to go to ruin. You should know that everything that affects you fate-wise is determined by my love, for my wisdom recognizes what serves you. And because I want you to become blessed, I also use the means which promise success. My love for you is exceedingly great, and if it were to be united with my righteousness, with my perfection, I would create unlimited beatitudes for all of you because I want you to be happy. But the law of eternal order requires a degree of maturity for these beatitudes, a state which only love can create. Therefore you first have to change yourselves into love before my love can make you completely happy. But it is always and forever meant for you, and if you were able to imagine that I embrace you with heartfelt love despite your inadequate state of maturity, you would also give yourselves to me without restraint and bridge the wide gulf which still keeps us apart as long as you keep away from me. Try to imagine my great love for you. Try to come close to my heart. Awaken love for me in yourselves and now give me your heart. Try it and it will only be for your own good, for then you will be willing to unite with me, and this will is already blessed and will also lead you to the aim. Always remember that my love is unlimited and that it encompasses everything that has emerged from it. And you are my living creations whom I want to make into my children. This is why my love always and forever belongs to you and will also reach its aim one day, so that it can radiate through you again as it once did, so that it will make you unimaginably happy because my love knows no limits. Amen.